Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point! Ubisoft, man. Let's talk about Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed Django Unchained, a game that is not happening anymore. I got an email yesterday from Steven Totillo's Game File, which if you are not following it on Substack, I think, you should give it a follow. It's good, like, industry insider news. There's a lot of good data in there. And usually there is some interesting original reporting, including today's topic. There is reporting that it seems like it's been corroborated with at least three different Ubisoft employees that there was a new Assassin's Creed game in the works. I assume, like, pre-development. There's still one or two projects ahead. Like, they have Project Hex, and then I guess I don't know if the Project Jade came out, the mobile one that takes place in China. Project Hex, looking forward to. Weird Wiccan Assassin's Creed sounds great. Go listen to their most recent Content Mill episode about genre games I wish had existed. That you will see a crossover there. But Ubisoft cancels another game. And it sounds like, from the details that are in Steven Totillo's reporting, it is a post-American Civil War game taking place in the late 1860s, early 1870s, during this period called the Reconstruction. And according to the reporting, you would play as a freed black slave, and you would be taking on the Templars, who are proto-KKK members. So, you know, sounds like a fun time to me. The reporting also came out that basically the game was canceled because of the current U.S. political climate. It's a little too hot for killing historic KKK members, I guess. What a world we live in. And there have been a wide-ranging amount of takes. I guess the most prominent one is, what a surprise that Ubisoft, who, like, capitulates to the worst denizens of the internet, the shittiest minority in internet fandom, they cave to them almost constantly these days. So what a surprise that turns out, if you have people in your community who think playing as a woman samurai or a woman ninja or a black samurai, that's too far for them. So I can imagine freed slave in, you know, post-Civil War South, killing KKK members and dealing with the outcomes of the Civil War and how not great that went for most people involved. I can see why you would think that that's a little too hot. Another take that I've seen is that, kind of thank God Ubisoft isn't doing this one anyways, because they sure have not covered games very well with contentious topics in the past. Either kind of doing their classic historic, you know, papering over the worst bits, or, just not necessarily covering topics like this very well, which I generally agree with. I think the part that really gets me about this is that, you know, I am, I guess, an Assassin's Creed apologist. I like those games for the most part. I've played almost every single one of them. They are fun map games, especially now, and I have always really enjoyed the Disney theme park tourism of those areas, especially in the more recent three, Origins, Odyssey, and Valhalla. I guess I'm a little late. I haven't played Mirage or Shadows yet, but the first, like, RPG 3, they have that really cool discovery mode that's like a tour mode where you can kind of see the natural stuff and kind of learn about these different cultures. And like, it is very much like history 101 of these areas. But it's something, you know, I think the games are better for it. I think they could cover that stuff a lot better, but you know, for a very like cursory way of having a very explorable ancient Egypt that is like kind of a theme park, I think that it like helps. Like, it's an interesting way of like understanding that world and kind of seeing some of the problems and the discussions that are going on in it without, you know, going into like intense detail on some of that stuff, which I think, you know, brevity when you talk about history ends up, you know, doing some nasty things, but you know, so it goes. But so the thing that I kind of really wanted to talk about today that I think is kind of attached to this is that, no, I don't necessarily wish that I could have played an Assassin's Creed game where Frederick Douglass is one of my guys who's telling me stuff. And I also kind of really am glad that, you know, we're not doing escort missions, but for slaves on the Underground Railroad. Like, I think that there is a very easy arithmetic for what an Assassin's Creed game is these days and how you can see that being mapped onto, just seeing it mapped onto other parts of that game and like different areas in history, which I think just generally sucks. Not because it's bad, I just think because it's pretty rote. But my general feeling on this whole thing is that I'm bummed that this game doesn't exist, and I also know that they wouldn't have done it in like perfect detail. They wouldn't have like absolutely crushed this game out of the park. They would not have handled the like weird, just intense political climate of Reconstruction era Civil War or post-Civil War with like the deft hand that it deserves. And I think a lot of that is just because Ubisoft games are big. Like, they are like these massive, massive things. So of course they can't do it justice, right? Like, there's so much going on in those games that to think about, you know, understanding the political climate, you know, a president has just been assassinated, this war has just ended, like, there is all of this going on, like, including all of the states' rights bullshit, like all of the slavery implications, like all of this is like each one of those little topics could be the size of an Assassin's Creed game that you dig into. And I don't think that they would have hit it anyways. But here's the thing. I think that game should still exist. And part of it is like I want them to try and fail rather than to simply not try at all. I know we've seen this a lot with Ubisoft in the past where they, you know, they try these things and they handle it poorly because they have to sell a mass market product to a mass market audience. And, you know, the the Guillaumes maybe aren't a big fan of poking the bear. You can kind of see this with Far Cry a lot. Far Cry 5 and I think 6, actually maybe 4, 5, and 6 are all like, they are explicitly not political games in that they don't say shit, but actually that means that maybe they're a little bit more political than they want them to be. I think this is a thing that we're seeing a lot in political discourse now is that, you know, saying nothing is a political stance. Like, choosing not to engage is actually, you know, is tacit approval or at least not outright denial. And I think that that's where this comes down, is that, yes, do I think that Reconstruction era, Civil War, Assassin's Creed would have, like, worked? No. Do I think that it is actually a much worse thing for them to have not made this game, but to have planned to make it and to actually state that because white supremacy is such a big deal in the United States now, that that's why? Like, it is like, it is basically showing that there is movement behind the movement, that, you know, the American fascist movement, the American white supremacist movement is like gaining traction enough to where they just don't want to have to deal with those people. Whether that's, you know, they don't want to have the news hits about it, or they don't want to lose out on the sales because, you know, those people buy those games. Like, I mean, who knows what the actual calculus is, but I think by not making the game, but having thought about it enough to where people are like, oh yeah, like we had like an outline at least, I think that says a lot. And my big point here is they should have just made the fucking game. I know it's not that easy. Like, it is way more complex than they should have just made the game. But if they got to this point, and the reason that they're not doing it is because the political climate is such garbage, I think there's a couple of things here. Number one, this game is not coming out this year. Like I said, they still have Project Hex. There's, I think Project Jade is maybe either out or is like in ongoing. They just put out Shadows this year. So like normal cadence, Hex is out in 27, this is out in 29. So either the game gets completely canceled because we don't have elections anymore and the white supremacists have won, or maybe you come into a different world as like people keep asking where the Epstein files are, and maybe find out a little bit more about, you know, American authoritarianism. And so that game comes out in a potentially different climate. So I guess they're betting that, you know, white supremacists win, which is grim. But I think the other thing here is that as a kid who went through public education in the US, this time period is pretty glossed over. You know, besides like understanding what a carpetbagger is, there's not a ton of discussion about the post-Civil War era in the Reconstruction. It's like typically not discussed a ton. Like you get Sherman's March, you get Appomattox, and then you kind of just move on to, you know, Industrial Revolution in the United States, which is a little bit later. You start talking about the factories on the East Coast and like building out all of that stuff, the railroad, and westward expansion, which is like all kind of themes in the Civil War and the Reconstruction. But, you know, American education in the public school system, you know, you have to cover 250 years. And I honestly don't know if I ever got to Vietnam, you know? So this is an era of time that I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people don't even know exists. And I think that there's a lot of stuff going on in the Reconstruction that even if you gave it the, like, glossed over bad Assassin's Creed version of it, like, you are giving people context or at least, like, gateways into something they could look into, you know? Like, we know a little bit about Harriet Tubman in public school, but, I mean, let's be real. Like, you ask a middle schooler or you ask a high schooler who Harriet Tubman was, or Frederick Douglass, or like these monolithic characters in American history, they don't know who that is. And I think that this, you know, big shift to games is a sneaky way to educate people on stuff that happened in our world. It's like seeing it through the lens has always been the thing that I've enjoyed about Assassin's Creed the most. You know, like, I didn't know about the Borgias before Assassin's Creed 2, right? Like, I maybe knew the name, but like, and I still don't know a ton about them, but at least I know they existed. And I know that, like, this is a family that I can look into and I can go dig into and, like, you know, find out that maybe they weren't, you know, capital T Templars that were going after the pieces of Eden. But it gives you avenues to see this stuff. It gives you, you know, ways to find new information, like find new things that might interest you, like learn about how this stuff happened, even if you're doing like leaps of faith into hay bales. And that's really the thing that gets me here, is that We talk a lot about on the show the like how homogenous games are getting at this point, where we kind of just keep putting out the same games and, you know, different wrappers. And it just bums me out that it sounds like there is an interesting idea, like whether it was just the same game just in, you know, across the South, or, you know, it was like something fundamentally different. But we just keep coming back to the same thing. Like, Assassin's Creed going, the last two Assassin's Creed games being, fucking finally, we just give you the ninja game that you want, and also, we have returned to Assassin's Creed 1 era, is the most, like, well, we feel like we can't remaster 1 and 2 quite yet, so we will just do those games, or give you exactly what you want, so you can just shut up and buy the game. And maybe this is just because Ubisoft isn't in that mode yet, where they're trying to like branch out and do something new. But as prices go up, as things continue to change in the US and around the world, it just starts to turn into this thing where if you're not doing something controversial or interesting, you're just doing the same thing everyone else is doing. And why would I pay you? I mean, this game won't even go into Ubisoft Plus Classics or whatever that is in Game Pass. So I think it is a very gutless move for Ubisoft to just outright cancel this game. Again, who knows how far this project was, especially as we kind of think about the timeline of where this game would come out. But it does seem like it was the chance to do something in a time period and in an area where you could do something interesting with it. And that something interesting could be say something about the state of the world and like really get in there and you know, have a message. Or it could just be, here are a series of people who lived in this time that are caricatures of who their true human self was. Go read their work. Go learn about these people. Because I think that there is truly a power to like Ubisoft games and games that kind of tiptoe in historical fiction, that at this point we know that a Ubisoft game is like pure cartoon energy. But meeting all of these important people in, you know, in Greek history, like seeing, you know, the prominent figures of Athens and like important philosophers and, you know, engaging with them, that could be someone's first time knowing who Aristotle is, you know? And I think that is the ability that these games have when you kind of abstract it away from just giant murder simulator. And maybe that, you know, only works for 5% of people where they're like, oh, I will go check out who Harriet Tubman is. But that's still 5% more than we're doing it before, I bet. And I think that that's the stuff we need right now. Because also, you know, Ubisoft does a bad job, right? They put this game out. It sucks. It gets all of this stuff wrong. So someone feels like they got to go out and fix it. And now you have the video game media ecosystem of people out there saying, this is who the real Harriet Tubman is. This is, you know, go read Frederick Douglass's work. Like, this is what they got wrong. And now we as like a group are educating one another on how this goes. And then you have this knock-on effect of Ubisoft did such a bad job explaining this that maybe you have indie devs popping up, or you have like, you have more publications or more people online saying, hey, they got this one aspect of Reconstruction wrong, but like, here is an interesting like political city builder that this indie dev is, you know, publishing on Itch, and it's like $3. Go check it out and like fucking learn something. And because this game is canceled, we continue to just have to be like, okay, well, there's the modern military, and then there's the Japanese samurai game, and then there's the fantasy medieval one, and we just kind of rinse and repeat the same three time periods or styles in major games. And I think that that's a net negative, because go listen to the past episodes. Gaming is consolidating. It's getting smaller. And this, like, tightening of ideas to be the same four or five concepts means that there is less stuff to bring more people into the medium. And we're just giving up that, you know, well, gaming's dead. Like, we just got to do the same three games because we only have these people here and they're only going to buy these things. And I think that's, like, that's a losing mentality and is, like, doing some real damage to the industry right now. So I'm sad that the Reconstruction game is not happening. Whether it was Assassin's Creed Django Unchained or Assassin's Creed 12 Years a Slave, like, both of those sound interesting to me. I think that the knock-on benefits of Ubisoft doing it and fucking it up is still better than Ubisoft not doing it, but doing it enough to let the white supremacists know that it existed and that they won. Like, I think that that's really the thing here. So I don't know what to do about it, you know? Like, I'm not a solutions guy. I'm just a guy in my car sitting at a train station yelling about the video games that don't exist, because that's where we're at in our late stage capital world. But yeah, I don't know. Let me know what you think. Like, should they have done this? Like, do you have any faith that Ubisoft would have been able to, you know, get a base hit on this at least? Like, would it have been enough, or is actually just killing this thing before it could ever go out really the best move? Like, was that a thing that, you know, do I have it wrong? Like, it was that the best choice after all? So I guess, what do they say? Sound off in the comments down below. Let me know. I'm curious. That this is like one of those thorny things where it's like, I kind of take it either way, but ultimately I wish that I could find out that Harriet Tubman was an assassin all along. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out on this this Thursday morning. It's been a drive, but it's always nice to kind of get these thoughts out so I don't have to write about them later. Maybe I will still. All right. Thanks for hanging out. We'll catch you next time. Have a good rest of your day, and go play some. No, don't play Assassin's Creed.